pretty sad news. Some other areas down the south have been affected with mortality counts this morning coming through at fairly high mortalities of juvenile stock.
Now, you're one of the big processors of what the oyster growers grow, and they process it, sell it through to you, and you sell it on to the public. How big a part of your business is it?
I reckon about 70% of our business would be oysters.
So obviously it's having an effect on your business.
Yes. Yeah, it will do. Well, it is. It's funny. We're actually busier now than we were because we're working with our farms to get as many oysters as we can out of the water for them to reduce their risk. So we're getting as much as we can and ship it out.
James, what's it been like since the POMS was discovered a week ago? What have you been doing?
Yeah, it's pretty much all hands on deck. We're out on farms working with those and doing the PR pitch with the market, keeping them all calm. Going out visiting farmers just don't know their future. It's a matter where everybody's just putting in and pulling together.
Have you noticed any reaction from the market, from consumers?
Yeah, look, the closer to home, Tony, the more educated, the more concerned. Sales are down, Hobart Cup was down, oyster consumption. Some pretty intelligent questions coming through. The media message has been good that, they are still safe for human consumption. However, it does. It begs the question of a lot of people. So, the further afield you go, the less resistance or the less queries. So, yeah, it's been a fair bit of massaging the message out there. It will recover in some form. Of what form? I don't know. We can look at New South Wales as an example. They went through it and they're still, in a far reduced capacity. They're still out there producing product. I'm not a farmer. I'm not a scientist. I can't. Yeah, there's a lot of really experienced, intelligent people doing a lot of work right now. And the industry's, our industry is mature. We work together, and already after the New South Wales incidents, the Tasmanian industry put together a program and a plan to try and, to look into it. They certainly didn't bury their heads in the sand. And they're being proactive. So, yeah.
What about personally, your staff there? Have you had to move on that at this stage?
I don't know what we're doing, to be honest. We're just one step, one day at a time at the moment. We're planning. We're just doing what we can. We've had to lose a little bit of... there was certainly no extravagance, no fat. And we'll just see what happens.
And does it mean you'll have to move into other areas of the seafood industry to keep up?
Well, luckily we are diversified as a company. We're not an oyster farmer with solely oysters. We have other seafood interests, and we would have to put all of our effort into other avenues. And we just got to do the numbers on those and see if it all stacks up. Hopefully it will.
And the other oyster, the Angasi oyster, you have been selling that. Has that been going okay?
That's fairly new. There's been one farm doing it successfully in a very small scale, a small operation, and they've done a beautiful job of a good product. So they'll be doing another harvest. It's quite a seasonal product. It's quite a short season, but they'll be doing that one again. So we'll see how that goes this year. Until this weather pattern stops and the conditions change, we won't really know what the future holds.
You've been talking to oyster farmers, obviously. What are they saying about what's happening?
Some of them are stunned mullets. Others, just looking at any other possible opportunity and, what other species can possibly be available onto there. Some are saying, well, maybe we just walk away for a little while and go and do something else and come back. And some operations have just had to shut the doors for a little while, stop the bleeding until it all settles down. So, yeah, I don't know. The industry, it's a pretty good support network in as much as they're all pretty decent blokes and women in the industry. You look at the Denali bushfires, they all rallied together and supported each other, those farms. So I don't know. I can't speak on behalf of that. But, yeah, we'll do everything we can to support the farms and the industry, because it supported us.
And what's your message to consumers?
Eat oysters. They're safe for human consumption. Eat oysters, pay the farmer as much as you can, and eat oysters.